We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Astros World Series champs by the time this comes.
Yeah?
Knock on wood. I feel like last time we did this.
Wait, is it going to be that far along?
This is coming out not this Monday, but next Monday. So,
okay.
November. Yeah. No. Halloween.
Halloween.
No, wait. Really... This is November?
No. I mean, this is October right here. So Halloween on Monday.
Okay.
Oh, but this comes out November 1st, the day after Halloween.
Oh, I see.
Because we did Tuesday releases. Okay.
All Souls Day.
Wow. Damn. We're dropping this on a... Sorry.
Dude, today actually I had a patient at the sisters like housing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are those the same sisters that go to the Astros games?
These are the retired ones.
Is it similar to like the priest one?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's pretty cool. I was walking around and I haven't been in a setting like that for a while.
Me and Nancy were talking about going back to church, you know?
Yeah.
Cause there's really no more COVID excuse. I guess we literally go everywhere. So we can't hide behind that excuse anymore.
Yeah. We haven't been going, you know,
it's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
We're just trying to be safe. We don't want to be safe. We don't want to spread anything.
Next night, go to the club. Oops.
Sorry, God. Go to ACL.
Coughing up a storm on everybody.
Yep.
What's up, Shotty?
Hi.
Hey. You're there.
Yeah. Welcome to the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s. It's your boy, Sean.
It's the Umami Poppy Ryan.
And it's the kid, Chris.
And we're back at it again with another...
Crack-a-lackin'.
Smack-a-lackin'.
We're back at it again. Another topic to be learned. We're going to learn something new. We're going to take some shots, and then we're going to play some games and take some more shots until the person with the most shots taken will give a recap of what we learned today. So...
Sounds about right.
We gave Craig the list of all topics that you guys wrote to us through Discord, Twitter, things like that.
Because we listen to y'all. Because
we care. And we decided to do...
Each other.
Nope.
Do
vitamin supplements work?
Ooh.
So this is from our Discord, from our Shoddy... Omega Skittles. So thank you,
shout
Omega.
Shout out to Omega Skittles.
Omega Skittles.
Do vitamin supplements work?
Short answer, no. All right, let's move on to...
Wow. Conspiracy Chris back at it again.
I'm just kidding. I have no opinion on this one. Oh, my, that was poor fast.
Yeah, it's full as fuck. But now that we know the topic, we're going to take our first shot. We are drinking Sprite mixed with... What is it? Deep Eddie's?
Deep Eddie's,
Eddie's lemon flavor.
Cheers.
I'm drinking water.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Do you want to tell the Shotties why?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Have to.
No, yeah, that's fine. I'm going to talk about it in after hours as well. All right. But
damn, this was delicious.
Damn.
I'm really sad I'm not. But I am recovering from a colonoscopy. I don't know if I can or can't drink, but, you know, I thought,
yeah,
why?
Just play it safe.
Yeah, why risk?
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, now that we know the topic, now that we've taken our first shot.
Let's fucking get into this.
Let's take another shot.
Let's expose Big Pharma.
Is it that good?
Yeah, it's that good, dude.
Fuck.
It's time for another shot.
Hypothesis, guys. We got to follow the format.
Yep.
What are y'all thinking? It sounds like Chris thinks they do not work at all.
Oh, no, that was just me. They're probably fine.
So do you think they work like a...
Oh, why do they call it vitamin supplements? Like, that's just like the vitamin E pill? Is that what that is?
I guess so.
I think supplement...
Why wouldn't it work?
I think supplements work but depends on the substance of the supplement.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know gummies, they're not, like, regulated, right?
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah, so they...
Like weed gummies or just, like, vitamin gummies?
Well, also, this applies to weed gummies also. Oh. It's where it's not, like, this is the issue with some things where mm-hmm. it's not regulated. So you don't know how much of a substance of a vitamin, like, you're actually getting in the gummy.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, pre-workout is sort of like a supplement, or like muscle builder is also sort of a supplement.
You don't know how much of it is just like bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You know, yeah, pretty much. Like, since it's not regulated, pre-workout, you know, can just be whatever. It could just be
flour.
Sugar, placebo. You know what I'm saying?
Flour.
But yeah.
Sugar, spice.
Everything nice.
The Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, oh, yeah, they did make a fucking...
What? Protein powder for Powerpuff Girls?
No,
shit. What?
They tried to make a live-action Powerpuff Girls, and it failed.
Flopped?
As it should.
They did a pilot, and then...
They did a pilot?
Donald Faison was a Faison.
Oh,
wow. He was Professor X.
No shit.
Yeah.
How could it
Who's
fail?
Who's Donald Faison?
Turk from Scrubs.
There you go. What did I call him? Turk. Turk, yeah.
The best friend in Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of the main characters.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they said it was that bad that.
I don't know how you turn that light off.
Was it by?
Because they
WB?
Tried to make it. It was.
Oh really?
It was a CW show.
Oh.
They tried
automatic.
To make it. They tried to make it gritty. Like they said, the first scene is like.
It's fucking Euphoria.
Low key, they said
what?
The first scene was Bubbles. Dealing with the fact that her sex tape got released.
No way. Get the fuck out of here.
Dead ass.
What?
Dead ass.
That's fucking
dead
awful.
So they try
that
to make
was
it
so
like...
stupid.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like them after the fame of being superheroes. They try to make it like The Boys or like,
oh my God.
You know, like an adult thing.
Wow.
Nah.
They're literally children.
I can
when the
see
last
where
time they
saw
it. I can see the idea,
yeah.
But you don't want to see like, you know, the characters that you saw as children.
Yeah.
Getting
grown up.
And
that might have, yeah, that,
you know what I mean?
That might have worked if it was not the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, if it was just like.
Yeah, but I mean, who do you base it off of then?
Yeah, like The Boys, where they're
yeah.
just their own characters.
Yeah.
So, but imagine if they did like Justice League The Boys and Superman was doing all that shit. You'd be like, whoa, this feels bad, right? Okay, so that's my hypothesis. I think some things work, but like Ryan said, it really depends on the ingredients. Like, there could be 1,000 bullshit supplements, but maybe only, like, a few good brands.
Yeah, I think we just need to start investing in seaweed moss. No, I'm just kidding.
Shit, that shit works. No, I do. I think it's, there's an underlying, like, there's just supplements, you know? So it's, I would say it's, like, based on, like, your medical history. If, like, if this flower is known to lower, I don't know, like, high blood sugar. If it's hereditary, then it's kind of like.
Oh yeah, it's pointless.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right,
that makes sense.
What's your final, Chris?
I just think that you know, Big Pharma puts out these fucking pills, and it just kind of like deteriorates the brain slowly, just so that we can pick up the subliminal messaging from you know, the airwaves easier. I'm just fucking kidding.
God. I do.
Dude, I never know when conspiracy Chris and like bullshit Chris is like
it's a thin line.
Yeah, it's a thin line between the two.
I do though. Like saying all this, I do take supplements. So I take quite a bit.
Yeah,
what do you take?
I take vitamin C. I take vitamin D, which they say
you get a lot of sun though, don't you?
Yeah, but I still like I'm lacking a little bit, so I take it like once a week.
Oh. You're lacking the vitamin D.
Yeah.
That was a low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Shit.
Boo.
I like
booed yourself.
No,
I
start
take fish oil. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, I take fish oil as well.
I guess I do pre workout.
Pre workout, yeah.
Do any of you do B12? I've been trying to wanna get into
I've
that.
Taken it in the past, but
did it help at all?
I forgot what was it for
it's
joints?
Like for no, this is for like energy.
Dude, oh, energy?
I heard someone, I was in Costco looking at like fish oil,
yeah,
like supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And like a couple was like going back and forth. It was like, why are you getting B12? Like your body doesn't even like do anything with it. It's like he says your body can't process it that way. Like,
oh,
in my head, I was like, oh shit.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. So like I said, this like I
it
feel
all,
like
it all depends.
They might make supplements that work for some people, but overall, like your body, like most bodies don't need it or something yeah. like that. I tried
to look into it. It was like they said it's better to get like B whatever a different one or something like that. I was like, wait, hold up. I was like holding my fish oil like this, like come again.
Puts it back.
That's what Nancy was telling me about, like protein and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
She was like, your body doesn't take like protein supplement, like protein powders and protein snacks and stuff. It doesn't absorb that protein better than it does like actual protein from food.
Yeah. Oh,
like it processes it differently.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Well, protein has to just be a supplement. You still need to get your like your true meals of protein. If you're just using like the protein to get your, because some people they have to get like, I don't know, like 60, 70 grams of protein a day,
mm-hmm.
dude,
and that's hard.
That's so low.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I did a body calculator, maybe because I'm just fat, but I did a I did a like a macro thing,
yeah.
And I'm supposed to be eating like 120 to 150 grams of protein.
God damn, bro.
And then June.
That's for like build.
No, that's just normal life. I'm supposed to be eating that much protein.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky.
And then June and Andy, whenever I asked for like how much protein they intake, Andy said that he's supposed to take from like 180 to 200. June, I think, takes like 180. Yeah. And I'm like, wow. Dude, how do you like, because I just tracked like a normal day. Just to see if I was getting anywhere close. Not even fucking close.
Dang, wow.
I was getting like 40.
That's crazy.
40, 50. Wow. So they were like, if you're working out and not getting the amount of proteins that you're supposed to eat for your body.
That's an insane amount, though. That, to be honest, that's really an insane amount. That doesn't even sound right to me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that doesn't even sound right.
Dude, okay, we're getting off on a huge tangent, maybe for after hours. Yeah. We should do a fucking macros counter for all of us.
Okay.
And see what our protein should
be. Okay.
Right. No, I feel like that's a huge, like,
that's a lot.
That sounds like weak. Like, when I remember having that conversation and someone said it's a high number, I was like, that's an absurd amount of protein. You're like eating a whole fucking cow.
So when I tried to do it, the only day I did it was I had two egg frittata things. Those were 6 grams each, so that's 12 right off the bat. And then I follow that up with like a no fat yogurt, like a Greek yogurt. And that was like 20 grams.
Oh wow.
No, 15 grams. And then I eat like a protein bar after that. I'm full as fuck. That's at like 7:30.
Wow.
And I'm full as fuck. And that's only like 35, 40 grams of protein total, because the protein bar was 20. And then I forced myself
A protein bar, 20 grams of protein?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jeez, dude.
That's crazy.
And then like for lunch, we had free lunch because it was supply chain week. Shout out my supply chain.
Awesome.
Pizza professionals. that we had like free lunch and I had like a free turkey bacon sandwich. That fucking killed it. Like that knocked my shit out. That was like 60 grams of protein or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
So that got me up there. But like, I was eating that turkey sandwich like full and angry. Dude.
Wow. Yeah. What?
I don't know. And then like there's this bodybuilder I follow on TikTok now because June recommended him. His name's like JPEG or something like that.
Oh,
JPEG Coaching.
Yeah, yeah.
He eats like, I think he was like, dude, finding 180 grams of protein a day is not hard. You could find protein in like so many things. And I'm like, for you, you fucking
giant.
Yeah,
that guy's huge. That's like not fair.
Yeah. Dude,
it's like watching The Rock eat. Like,
yeah, dude. Literally. Like comparatively, yeah.
He eats like 2,000 plus calories a day or some shit like that.
But like it's all in like macro, like base.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Golly.
It's not just a fucking chili cheeseburger for Whataburger.
Dude.
I gotta get my macro.
I got targeted on TikTok by some guy like reviewing it.
Oh, no shit.
Like, this is an 8 out of 10. Like it's good.
It's fucking good. It was delicious. I did not regret it.
I had it. I think my favorite is still patty melt.
Oh yeah.
I think it's patty melt, the sweet and spicy, maybe Frito pie, and then everything else. Do you like the sweet and spicy? I feel like no one ever talks about sweet and spicy.
I don't think I've ever had it.
You don't care for it?
I can't say it.
Oh, because you don't like sweet.
I don't like sweet and savory. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you don't like caramelized onions.
Correct.
Which is like one of my favorite foods.
I do like it in certain things.
Like yo-yos?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Cheers.
Ryan keeping us on track. I'll drink my water. That's two shots in. Time to learn. Shout out Craig.
Shout out to Craig. This one was clutch.
She did it very clutch.
Let's go, Craig.
We did not give her a topic until maybe like an hour before recording. And we said we could do it live, but she said, you know, she did it for y'all. Not really for us, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think mostly for the shotties.
For the shotties.
She does not want us to sound stupid.
Yeah, essentially. All right, so.
Breaking news.
Oh, no.
Is it the McCaffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
The Niners.
49ers.
Oh, fuck. I need to cut Jeff Wilson. He's meaningless now. Oh, no. I mean, shit. Juwan Johnson going off. Oh, shotties. Juwan Johnson is a tight end. That doesn't matter. All you need to know is he was a player on Ryan's fantasy team. Ryan had him for 2 weeks. He was like utter garbage. Ryan cut him. I picked him up. He did okay in a win against Ryan.
Yeah, he beat me with Juwan Johnson.
I beat Ryan with his Juwan Johnson. Then I dropped him because he wasn't that good. And now he's going off today. Apparently. Wow. You never know. Tight ends are insane. But back on topic. Do supplements work, guys?
Let's tell it.
Shout out, Craig. According to Healthline.com, 13 vitamins and about 15 minerals are essential to your health. Many produce enzymes and hormones. They boost your immunity and keep your nerves and organs functioning properly. Your body also needs these nutrients for reproduction, maintenance, growth, and regulation of the bodily processes. Multivitamins may offer many of these vitamins and minerals, but in varying amounts. They may also contain other ingredients like herbs, amino acids, and fatty acids.
Mm. Because the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, doesn't regulate dietary supplements as strictly,
as it regulates
prescription drugs, some may contain higher or lower levels of nutrients than stated on the label.
Mm.
Additionally, some supplements may contain ingredients that can interact with medications. Oh. So speak with your healthcare provider before starting a new supplement. Furthermore, the nutrients in multivitamins may be derived from real foods or made synthetically, making it essential to purchase your vitamins from a reputable manufacturer.
According to HopkinsMedicine.org, half of all American adults, including 70% of those age 65 and older, take a multivitamin or another vitamin or mineral supplement regularly. The total price tag exceeds $12 billion per year, money that John Hopkins nutrition experts say might be better spent on nutrition-packed foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and low-fat dairy products.
In an editorial in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine titled "Enough is Enough, Stop Wasting Money on Vitamin and Mineral Supplements," John Hopkins researchers reviewed evidence about supplements, including three very recent studies. An analysis. Jesus Christ.
An analyst.
That reminds me of, what do you call it? Arrested Development.
Oh.
Where the bald guy is like, oh, yeah, I was the first, I was the world's first therapist/analyst. And he was like, I put it together on a cart and nobody liked it. And it had his name and under it, it said, Anal Rippist. He was like, nobody called me. Oh, okay. An analysis of research involving 450,000 people, which found that multivitamins did not reduce risk for heart disease or cancer. They also did a study that tracked the mental functioning and multivitamin use of 5,947 men for 12 years that found that multivitamins did not reduce risk for mental declines, such as memory loss or slowed down thinking. And another study of 1,708 heart attack survivors who took a high-dose multivitamin or placebo for up to 55 months. Rates of later heart attacks, heart surgeries, and deaths were similar in the two groups.
Multivitamins may be harmful in some cases, according to Healthline.com. Dosage is an essential factor to consider when taking multivitamins. Although high doses of some vitamins and minerals are acceptable for some people, high amounts can be harmful. The appropriate dosage can depend on a vitamin's solubility, which is categorized into the following two groups. Water soluble, your body flushes out excess amounts of these vitamins through your urine. And fat soluble. Since your body has no easy way to get rid of these, excess amounts of accumulate in your liver.
Pregnant people need to be especially careful with their vitamin A intake, as excessive intakes have been linked to congenital disabilities. Vitamin D toxicity is rare and unlikely to develop from multivitamin use. However, vitamin A toxicity is more common. If you take multivitamins and eat many nutrient-dense foods, you could exceed the recommended daily intake of many nutrients.
Okay, so the vitamin verdict from HopkinsMedicine.org. The Reacher...
The Jack Reacher?
The researchers concluded that multivitamins, those that were tested at least, do not reduce the
dead reduce.
Fuck.
Don't reduce.
It's a me. Mario.
Already better than Chris Pratt.
It's me. A Mario. Woo. Okay, sorry. The researchers concluded that multivitamins, those tested at least, don't reduce the risk for heart disease, cancer, cognitive decline such as memory loss and slowed down thinking, or an early death. Quote, pills are not a shortcut to better health and the prevention of chronic diseases, end
Talk
quote,
to him.
Says Larry Appel, MD, the director of the Johns Hopkins Welch Center for Prevention, Epidemiology, and Clinical Research. Quote, other nutrient recommendations have much stronger evidence of benefits. For example, eating a healthy diet, maintaining a healthy weight, and reducing the amount of saturated fat, trans fat, sodium, and sugar that you eat. End quote.
The exception is supplemental folic acid for women of childbearing potential, Apple says. Folic acid prevents neural tube defects. Folic acid prevents neural tube defects in babies when women take it before and during pregnancy. That's why multivitamins are recommended for young women. The amount of iron in a multivitamin may also be beneficial for women of childbearing potential. Appel adds, I don't recommend other supplements. Appel says, if you follow a healthy diet, you can get all the vitamins and minerals you need from food. End quote.
If you have a nutrient deficiency, it's best to supplement with that specific nutrient. Multivitamins pack many nutrients, most of which you may not need. It may be best to speak with your healthcare provider to decide your best course of action, according to Healthline.com. References Healthline and Hopkins Medicine.
Okay, so, all right. Low-key, we were sort of right, sort of wrong.
Yeah.
It sounds like they just straight up don't.
That sounds like they're not necessary.
Yeah. It sounds like they may work, but to a bad degree where
like don't do it unless you really need it because you can't get that shit. Because if you can't get enough of it.
So I wonder if you just eat a shitty diet, if you could take this to be okay. But it sounds like he's saying that's not the answer.
Yeah. He says the answer is fix your diet.
Yeah, is just be healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be healthy forehead. Like, yeah, that's a, oh my God. The Twitch term. Forehead's like dumbass.
Maybe me and Ryan are just now with the times, you know what I mean?
Gamer terms.
What a fucking loser.
Dude, I really want a game. I saw that there came out a new God of War.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever play the new one? Not the new one that's about to come out, but the new one before?
Any of them?
No. Oh, okay. Six.
I've been recommended a handful of times.
Oh, it's fun. You can buy like the three original ones on PlayStation Network for probably cheap.
Yeah.
And then knock it out.
What about the new COD? Is that out?
I think it's coming out, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it might be out because they're talking about that's the reason why Kyler Murray, quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals, is so shitty.
Popping off right now for me.
The new cut. Oh, is he going off right now?
Yeah, he's doing okay. He's not popping off, but he got a touchdown. So
Hopkins, yeah. He's back, baby.
Hopkins is back.
But yeah, they always make jokes every time Kyler Murray does bad because he has in his contract, they stated he needs to spend more time studying film than playing games.
That's fucking awesome.
Wow.
All right. Well, shot to knowledge, guys. It sounds like supplements more or less don't work unless you are a pregnant woman and you're taking it to combat, what is it? Neural tube defects?
Yep, yeah. Because of the folic acid.
Yeah.
You need folic acid.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shot to knowledge.
Dum, dum, dum.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Come by.
Okay. With that being said, I think it's time for an ad break. And we're back. Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah. It plays 12. Oh, and we're fucking back again.
Wow.
I forgot that I put two in there.
We were gone for surgery, and now we're back again.
And then we left.
Dude, okay. So much to talk about on After Hours. About, surgery and anesthesia,
even though
technically surgery. All right, anyways, they just stuck a camera in my ass. dude, I have some crazy pictures.
Really?
Yeah. I thought they'd be in black and white. Like,
oh, no.
Ultrasound. They are full in color, baby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they have
in my rectum.
They have to see that shit.
Dude, wild. It's crazy. I was looking at it disgusted, but then I was like, this is me, I guess. So
this is me. This is us, dude. Yeah, this is us.
All right. Ryan, you let us know what the games were last time. So, Chris, off the dome.
Off the rip.
Explain the dice games to the shotties.
Well, it happens to be that if you happen to roll a one.
Yeah.
Because it's rolling a one, right? Yeah. So, if you roll a one.
If you roll a 20-sided die.
You roll a 20-sided dice. And if you roll a one, you waterfall.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And if you roll a 2 through a 4,
there it is.
Then you get to choose a mate.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you drink, they got to drink.
Mm-hmm.
If you roll, what is it? 2 through 4, was it 5 through 7?
Wow, you're really going off the rip.
5 through 7.
Yeah.
Right. Fantasy draft.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. 6. Then so what's that? 5 through 7. So 8 through 11 or 8 through 10.
10.
8 through 10.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I don't have this memorized, so I don't. It's okay.
No, we have to. We have to start.
Okay,
we have to be better.
We have to. They deserve better.
So this is off the dome.
So as Chris is looking at the screen,
8 through 10 is a freestyle.
We have video now,
right?
Yeah.
Then if you roll an 11 through 13, we do fast thoughts.
Wow.
14 through 6, dude. It's just
crazy.
Once you remember one thing, you remember it all. 14 through 16, you roll death saves. Roll a 17 through 19, we play word tennis. If you roll a 20, you make the other two drink, plus you get to choose any game from any season.
Wow. Okay.
I like it.
All right,
I like
let's
it
do our roll-off, guys. Ryan, dungeon the dice.
That will never...
Oh, I need that to get my dice from you.
Yeah. Which ones are you missing?
I'm missing quite a few. I can map it all out and tell you.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they in like your
other
diet?
They should just be like in my I'm pretty sure they're just in my car.
Pick one.
A 12.
11.
11. And a 10 or 13.
It's a 20.
15.
Ooh.
Holy moly. All right, Chris. First
game
of the night.
Here we go. Shablam.
Oh.
What that you?
What is that?
It's a 9.
9. Fucking freestyle.
Give me a beat.
Wow.
Freestyle.
All right. Shotties, the way we do freestyle, we do it in the, it's like the blank without the blank format. So, an example, it's like the blank without the blank format, but your 2 and 4 have to rhyme.
Yep.
And then the next person's 1 is your 4.
Yep.
So, it's like the cow without the milk. It's like the fabric without the silk.
There you go.
And then you'd have to start with silk.
It's like the silk without the touch.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Mm.
Mm.
Right?
Good thing this is an example.
Yeah, it's an example. You could say it's like the chips without the munch.
It's like the ice spice without the munch.
Yeah, there you go. So something like that. Your 2 and 4 have to rhyme. The next person has to start off with your 4.
Yeah.
Okay? So, right. Chris, start us off.
Easy.
No practice rounds. We're going speed round. First person to mess up twice takes a shot.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Oh, pause.
Yep.
Not to kill the exact flow of this game, but Ryan, according to last week, let me hit the music.
Da, 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 da.
Nope, it's holy fuck me.
I haven't heard this in a long time.
You smell
wrong guy. Wrong guy.
Holy bad audio.
Holy bad audio, Batman.
Wrong guy. Wrong guy.
We used to record this show underwater.
Oh man, go back to the episode where I recorded online in New York, and it was the worst audio any three of us had ever had. But anyways, not really a shot in that, but Ryan said he would take the shots that he missed last time. He is taking 5. If you want to take some off your ledger, Chris,
yeah,
and I could take it.
I will share that with you.
All right.
And I'll just add it to my tally of next week when I take shots for missing today.
All right, so Ryan was at 5, so he's at 2 now. Or he's 2 down.
2 down.
All right.
So he still required 3 more.
Cheers.
So this is shot number 4 for both of you guys. I'll take 1-2 next week. We'll add it to my tally.
All right. So you're down to 2.
So I owe you.
So you're down to 2, yeah.
All right. I will take 2 unless, Chris, you want to partake with me?
Oh, yeah, easily.
All right. This is it.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah. I mean,
right now.
Oh, shit.
If y'all
talk
are,
about it.
All right.
We take out 4 of my 5. I take 2.
1 of Chris.
Respectable.
It's 2 of Chris.
Okay. So.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. What he's down to.
So you guys are at 5 now each?
Yeah. We're down to 4.
Oh,
out
of the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
The day.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That makes number 5.
Damn. All right. Oh, right back at it. So we got the freestyle going. Chris, go ahead and hit us with the first one.
Sure.
Oh, you can.
Sure. It's like the hub without the porn.
Jesus Christ.
It's like the rose without the thorn.
It's like the thorn without the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's like the dirt without the crud.
Okay.
It's like the crud without the crack.
Mm. Okay.
It's like the sticky without the tack.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like the tack without the wall.
Mm.
It's like the basket without the ball.
Oh.
Ball.
It's like the ball without the bat.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ghost Rose.
It's like the chair without the sat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the sat without the face,
mm-hmm.
The kiss without the taste.
Ooh.
Wow.
Sensual.
It's like
times.
It's like the taste without the lips.
Yeah.
It's like the sea without the ships.
It's like the ships without the sail. It's like Christian without the bail.
It's like the bail without the man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the trash without the can.
Wow. It's like the can without the soup.
Yeah.
It's like the on without the group.
It's like, oh, Groupon.
Uh-huh.
That still exists? Oh, shit. I haven't been a Groupon in a minute.
I tried. I got oil change and fucking Jiffy Lube ain't it anymore.
Oh,
but
damn.
Have y'all been, on a tangent, sorry. Have y'all been to Angus Grill in Houston?
Angus Grill, no.
Okay, it's a churrascaria. They have a pretty good deal
where
it's like $25 a person.
Shit.
Wow.
Has solid Yelp reviews?
It has like 3 out of 5.
Not 3.5, I feel like.
Yeah, 3.5.
Oh, okay. I feel like 3.5 is my limit.
Fuck. It was like all you can eat Brazilian steak?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
$25.
It could be a 2-star for like.
All right.
What was the word? Group on or
just
on?
It was on without the group.
On without the group. It's like the group without the pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my ass without the gas.
Okay.
It's like the gas without the car.
Okay. Mm.
It's like the drink without the bar.
Mm. Wow. It's like the bar without the drink.
Uh-huh.
It's like the skating without the rink.
It's like the rink without the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gallery.
It's like the bathroom without the
stall.
If I said something and then you said something, but what I said, flip-flop, does that count?
Oh, did you say mall and rink?
No. I said drink without the bar.
What did I say?
Bar without the drink.
Oh, I didn't. I'll take it. It's fine.
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I feel like we've given it for less. So I feel like we've punished Ryan for less.
I'll take it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We were on too hot of a roll.
Okay.
All right. So it's on you now, right? So if I
no, you fucked up. So.
Oh, okay.
You again. You start.
Jesus. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
It's like the stream without the Twitch. It's like the Lilo without the stitch.
Wow. It's like the Stitch without the blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like school supplies without the glue.
It's like the glue without the white.
Mm.
It's like the sail without the kite.
Wow. It's like the kite without the sky. It's like the tears without the cry.
It's like the cry without the pout. It's like the fight without the bout.
Wow. It's like the bout without the win. It's like the knee without the shin.
It's like the shin without the splint. It's like the detective without the flint.
Ooh, it's like the flint without the rock. It's like my feet without the sock.
It's like the sock without the style.
Ooh.
It's like,
oh,
it's like the Beniga without the Lyle.
Wow. It's like the Lyle without the dance. It's like the ants without the pants.
Ooh, it's like the pants without the zipper. It's like Jack without the Ripper.
It's like the Ripper without the
Strike one. All right, we got one and one.
Who's Jack the Ripper again?
He's the serial killer from England.
Yeah,
he's like famous during Sherlock Holmesian times.
I was thinking Jack Sparrow.
Jack That's the awesome. Ripper, dude.
Yeah, man. Touche.
Start us off, right?
All right. It's like the machine without the noise. It's like the playroom without the toys.
Wow. It's like the toys without the fun.
Yeah.
It's like the honey without the bun.
It's like the bun without the cheeks. Mm-hmm. It's like that Cowboys without Zeke.
It's like Zeke without the ball.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair.
We've been here.
It's like the short without the tall.
Okay.
It's like the tall without the height. It's like, oh shit, it's like Street Fighter without the fight.
Holy moly. Whoa. Whoa. It's like the fight without the punch. It's okay. Like the food without the munch.
It's okay. Like the munch without the yum. It's like the gum without the tongue.
It's like the
I think so, yeah. I think so.
It's like the tongue without the buds. It's like the potatoes without the spuds.
It's like the spuds without the roots. It's like my butt without the toots.
It's like the toots without the train. It's like
hell
the,
yeah.
It's like the board without the game.
Wow. It's like the game without the floor.
Yeah.
I'm getting like away with a lot.
Damn it. It's like the streets without the whore.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Canceled,
I'm sorry.
Brother. Got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We got him. Oh, now I have to. It's
shout
like,
out to the bisonette.
It's like the whore without the valid way to make money, guys. Sex work is okay. That's my strike.
I didn't
strike.
Say anything about it.
That's my strike. I feel like it's like the whore without the... Well, just anything I say will be bad news bears. Like the whore without the... I could have said money, but you know how that leads to bees and honey every time. I'll take strike one.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, we got a three-way.
We got a three-way tie, dude.
Mexican standoff.
Sudden death, dude.
We're all like this.
Got him.
I got him.
Okay, so it's like the button without the mash.
Uh-huh.
It's like the weed without the stash.
It's okay. Like the stash without the hide. It's like the jackal without the hive.
Okay, okay.
Spelled differently. It's okay, I guess.
What is the
correct? H-Y-D-E is Hyde.
H-Y-D-E is Jekyll and Hyde.
That's fucking awesome. Okay.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Shit. It's like... Fuck. It's like the hide without the side. It's like... The
two sides of Jekyll and Hyde.
It's like the detergent without the tide.
It's like the tide without the pod.
Mm-hmm.
It's like religion without the God.
Ooh.
It's like God without Jesus.
Okay. Interesting.
It's like... I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus?
I was like, yeah, that's it. That's
good luck, brother.
I thought you'd be like, it's like the Reese's without the pieces.
Oh, that would have worked.
No, that would have been good.
That would have been good.
That would have been good. That would have been good. But it was not meant to be shot number six for Ryan.
I feel like I got away with so much.
You got away with quite a bit. I think you rhymed gum with train.
Shotties, if you listen, if you look back, I think I got away with like at least eight of my last.
Dude, the confidence was just so high. We had no option but to believe.
Yeah.
I think whenever you laughed, I was like, I think he did rhyme gum with train, but we're rolling. We're fucking rolling.
I think one of those, I don't know how we start laughing. I got away, but it was like, something without the stash.
Yeah.
Without the hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you did hide and hide. You did H-I-D-E and H-Y-D-E. You were like, okay, I get.
Yeah.
We'll keep it
bars,
rolling.
Dude.
Bars. Jesus. All right, next game.
Next game.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo.
A 12, which is a...
Fast thought.
Oh, shit.
It's been a while, dude. All right, Sean. So the way fast thoughts works is exactly how fast money works in Family Feud. So we have five prompts that we created together, and we don't know what the prompts are right now. I'm going to have 30 seconds to answer all five prompts, and then Ryan and Chris will have 20 seconds to answer all five prompts.
Yep.
But they can't say any of the things that have already been said. The time is so low because, you know, they know the answers of what have been said. But, you know, when the seat, when you're in the hot seat,
yeah,
it's easy to forget.
Hot seat gets hot.
Hot seat gets hot. Does that make sense? Do the rules make sense?
Yeah. They'll get the gist.
They'll get the gist. Okay. Because I recently heard, you know, the explanation for Death Saves was a little confusing.
Mm.
So I don't, I never know if I'm describing the games good enough now. But
you are, man.
Okay.
Be confident.
You're right. That's the way fast thoughts works. And if you don't get it, thanks for listening anyways.
Okay. Oh, shit. He's going to say it.
All right. So here we go. Timer starts now. I haven't read any of the questions.
Who has a timer?
Anybody.
I get it.
You got it? Okay.
All right.
I got.
Ready? Set? Go.
Wait. Are you reading?
Oh, you want to? Okay.
Sorry. You read, I'll answer.
All right.
Compatico.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
After I finish the first question, 3, 2, 1. Name a phone app that takes up your time.
Instagram.
Name something you do when you see a cop car.
Slow down.
Name a Hall of Fame athlete.
Michael Jordan.
The best tacos come from?
Mexico City.
Name a Houston athlete in the Hall of Fame.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to fucking fail this.
Okay, so.
19 seconds only taken.
Wow. Jeez. You'd love to see that.
Your answers were solid. Ooh.
Oh, fuck. I am not player two. Shit.
All right. Ryan, I'll read them out. Or Chris can continue to read them out. You're doing a good job. I'll count your time down to 20 seconds. Time will start after the first question is read. Okay.
You're counting. Houston athlete. Okay. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Name a phone app that takes up your time.
YouTube.
Name something you do when you see a cop car.
Put your hands on the steering wheel.
Name a Hall of Fame athlete.
LeBron. Tim Duncan.
Okay, the best tacos come from
Houston.
All time. Holy, you took a long time with the cop one. You took a long time with the top.
Oh my
hand
god!
On the steering wheel.
Oh my god!
I was like, holy! 10 seconds of just hands on the steering wheel.
Oh shit!
Oh, and then the Hezzy on LeBron. Oh
fuck.
Man! Is Tim in? Is Tim in the Hall of Fame?
I hope so.
Is he in the Hall of Fame yet?
What kind of Hall of Fame?
I mean, I guess it's broad, so.
Let me check.
Check. This may be it. We got to fact check these. Hall of
Fame. I'm about
to
steal one of these answers.
He
so
might have
fast
went
right
in when
now.
Kobe went in.
Okay, Kobe's in there? All right, got you. Copy.
Fuck
Kobe.
Me. Yeah. He gave a speech. Yeah. Facts. All right, Chris.
Oh, God, I do not know. He's
20 seconds
athlete
starts.
In the Hall of Fame.
3, 2, 1. Name a phone app that takes up your time.
TikTok.
Name something you do when you see a cop car.
Switch lanes.
Name a Hall of Fame athlete.
Kobe Bryant.
The best tacos come from.
Alizon taco truck, taco bus in Pound.
Name a Houston athlete in the Hall of Fame.
Craig Vigio? I don't know if he's in there or not.
With 2 seconds left.
Yes, he is.
He is. All right, Chinese, let's read out our teams. First up, your boy.
He's
Name a phone app that takes up your time. I said Instagram. Something that you do when you see a cop car, slow down. Hall of Fame athlete, Michael Jordan. The best tacos come from Mexico City. Name a Houston Hall of Fame athlete. or name a Houston athlete in the Hall of Fame. I have Hakeem Olajuwon. Ryan, go ahead and read yours.
All right. Phone app that takes your time, YouTube. All right, name something that you do when you see a cop car, put your hands on the wheel.
You said that much faster.
Hall of Fame athlete, Tim Duncan. Best tacos come from Houston. And Houston Astros athlete, or Houston athlete in the Hall of Fame.
Got an X for that one. Chris, go ahead.
Phone app that takes up your time is TikTok. What do you do when you see a cop? You switch lanes. Hall of Fame athlete, Kobe Bryant. Best tacos come from Olazan. Name a Houston athlete in the Hall of Fame. Biggio, Craig.
Craig Biggio. All right, so, Shotties.
Holy crap.
We will put up a poll. Chris will put up a graphic.
Yep.
And then you guys will vote on whose team you like the best. Ooh, that's a big-ass mosquito hunter. It just flew by. Anyways.
I think it was a stink bug.
A stink bug?
I think so.
That's much worse.
I don't know, though. That was a wasp.
Huh?
I don't think it was a wasp.
It keeps getting worse. Anyways,
a flying tarantula.
Yeah, there's some flying shit in here. Hopefully Carr gets it. But yeah, we'll put a poll on Discord, Twitter, Instagram. You guys will vote. And then the loser will take a shot next week. I think it's time for the final game.
Bom, bom.
Ryan.
Final game.
Here we go now.
Ho!
Oh,
it's a one.
Was it a one or a seven?
Nat one.
Wow.
Love to see it. Waterfall from this? I guess you just roll and then that's the amount of shots you take.
All right. Shotties, if you don't know, one's a waterfall. We roll a d4.
Still a lot in here.
And whatever number I get
is the amount of shots he'll have to take.
The amount of shots I will take. And I will get a...
Two.
Okay, cool. Lucky number two.
So two shots for Ryan.
Cheers, boys. What?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Would have been the perfect night for a mate.
It would have been a really good night for a mate.
We haven't done that in a while.
Nope.
No, we haven't landed on one.
Two.
Just a good night, dude. Apparently this is delicious.
Yeah, it is.
I'm bad. All right. So, shot counts, Ryan. Go ahead and read them out.
If you are Ryan, if you are Sean, you get a 3. If you are Chris, you get a 5. And, of course, if you're Ryan, you get 8.
That's the most in a while.
8 shots. Damn, man. Fucking died over here.
Thank God it's delicious.
All right. Here's a recap of the night.
Do supplements work?
No.
Do supplements work? Hell yeah, they do. Take that shit.
We get flagged for misinformation.
Misinformation. It's that sued like Alex Jones.
They work if you are primarily pregnant. You know, they've seen great results there.
Yeah.
We've seen wonderful things there. Otherwise,
I'm fucking good.
Otherwise, you know, it's up to you.
Oh, for podcast listeners only, he pointed at the camera and stared deeply.
Oh my God.
Stared deeply into
it's
the camera.
It's up to you to prevent forest fires.
Only you.
Only you should take supplements.
Oh my God. If you need a real recap, as always, you can point back to earlier in the episodes when we read Craig's research. But yeah, that's it for this episode.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'll take my
shot.
Another
one down.
Oh my God.
And a hatch.
Adding the tally for Chris. All right, I'll take my 4 shots. I took 3, but I will take 4, you know, because I took one for Ryan.
There you go.
Next week. Or next week on our regular games episode. But, yeah, that's it for this week. Any shout-outs, anything to promote, day off, regular life stuff?
When's this coming out?
This is coming what out is the day after Halloween.
Okay.
It's a what?
No, it looks like a grass.
No, it looks like a stink bug.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
On the window.
The top right window.
Yeah.
Top right one?
It's crawling.
Top right, far right.
Right here, this whole window here, top right.
Oh. Should I kill it?
No.
Catch it, put it like a cup.
We've been through this before, Sean.
Well, we're still recording. Sean is currently getting up to get a cup to capture this
shoddy's
stink bug.
I'm sure you'll hear it about next episode. Please tune in next episode. Something is about to happen.
Oh, I heard about this.
Please tune in next episode. It's there.
Oh,
right
it's
there.
Right there. I see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, there's an envelope right there, right?
Oh.
Sick. Holy shit. Are you...
Right.
I wish I could turn the camera. This is why I wish we had a producer. Also, if you'd like to join our team, go ahead and send your resume to Shots and Thoughts Podcasts. No, straight Shots and Thoughts Pod at gmail.com. We're currently looking for producer, content writer. You won't be paid, but you know, if you want to join the team, feel free to hit us up. Nice. Sean has successfully caught the stink bug. Wow. Look at how I wish you shotties could see how peaceful this is. It's like whenever you watch like in those old movies when like a monk would like capture the bug and release it in the wild. So anyway, yeah, it's just me here. Sean's currently tending to a bug. Ryan is, I think he's peeing. So yeah. Oh, everyone's coming back now.
We might cut that whole thing out, but if we do, we found a stink bug, and I successfully put a cup over it and then slid a piece of paper underneath the cut and then brought that cup outside, freed the stink bug. And, yeah, we're back.
Flew back in.
Holy, he broke the glass. Oh, man.
It's stone cold.
It unlocked the door.
Holy fuck. But, yeah. That's it for this episode, I think.
Wow.
Just want to shout out, as always, the Cultivate fam. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of the network. And, I forgot to mention this. We're on pace for this month alone, 1,200 listens.
That's fire.
Which is fucking insane for us.
Love it.
Numbers have been going up crazy. I think a lot of Wikimaniacs are starting to come over here, which is cool.
You know why, right?
Why?
Fucking David Chattanooga.
Fucking David Chattanooga.
David Chattanooga.
God, if only you guys knew. If only you guys knew.
Oh, man. But thank you guys for listening. Huge shout out to all the listeners, all the new listeners. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. We're doing, I think that's 2 months in a row. We've done our best months ever.
Awesome.
So that's sick.
Love to hear it.
Love to see it.
Love to see it, guys. So thank you guys so much. Thank you to the Cultivate fam for supporting. And
we love y'all.
We love you guys. Yeah, nothing left to say besides that. So that's it for this week, guys. We'll see you next week for After Hours. We'll talk about my camera in my ass and me breaking glass.
There we go.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Later.